have everyone's attention, please? Thank you. I'm Raymond Burns with the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, and it is my pleasure to welcome all of you all here today. This is a very exciting day. We have a very exciting announcement.
Late yesterday morning, a packed ballroom at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers served as the site of the official announcement of new jobs coming to Northwest Arkansas. Redmond & Associates, a manufacturer of Ride-On toys, will open a new manufacturing and distribution facility in Rogers that will produce 6-volt battery-powered Ride-On toys exclusively for Walmart. Redmond, based in Bentonville, will invest $6.5 million in the facility, which will employ 74 people. Mel Redmond, founder and CEO of Redmond & Associates, said they are starting a 3-year process of converting merchandise from overseas to Northwest Arkansas.
As an older person, I never thought I'd get the chance to say that. That's the reason I had to kind of look down. I just really never thought in my lifetime we're going to be able to do that. Would not have happened if it wasn't for the state of Arkansas, Governor Beebe, and the Arkansas Development Group. Would not have happened without Walmart making a $50 billion commitment over 10 years to buy American goods. And that's fantastic.
The family-owned company is locating its manufacturing and distribution operations in an existing 275,000-square-foot building at 1300 North Dixieland Road in Rogers. The factory will produce Ride-On toys featuring characters from popular Disney and Marvel franchises, including Disney Princess, Disney Pixar, and Spider-Man. Production should begin in early 2014. During yesterday's announcement, CEO Mel Redmond discussed wages for employees.
Being from Northeast Arkansas and going back to my hometown where all of my family is still alive, still lives. My wife's mother, retired school teacher for 42 years there. And I hate seeing the situation that we have in a lot of our small towns in this country where there's no jobs. I mean, there's no jobs. And what we're saying is, and committing, and we've committed to the state, and we've committed to one another, is that our average pay is going to be $18 an hour. And that's the right thing to do.
Redmond added the move will be beneficial to the company because Northwest Arkansas is centrally located in the United States.
Logistically, it's perfect. So we're going to be able to reduce 2.2 million inland freight miles by distributing, at the end of this 3-year period, out of Northwest Arkansas. We're currently doing that out of Southern California, Long Beach. Bring all of our goods in, we're in Long Beach. Looks like a one-sided spider web logistically. But to service the 47 distribution centers around the United States that we service every week, that's going to, I really don't know a lot about the carbon footprint, but as we've had people study this for us and give us data, it has a tremendous effect on eliminating some of the carbon and reducing the carbon footprint.
Walmart hosted a U.S. Manufacturing Summit August 22nd in Orlando, Florida, which was attended by nearly 1,500 government officials and suppliers. The summit addressed Walmart's commitment to buy an additional $50 billion in U.S.-made products during the next 10 years. Bill Simon, president and CEO for Walmart U.S., said since the program began, they have received commitments for more than 1,200 jobs in the U.S., and he promised more announcements in the coming months. Simon said American manufacturing isn't a dream anymore. It's a real, rational possibility that makes sense.
I have a big passion around this because I grew up in and around a town of Hartford, Connecticut, and I had the common sense to move south in about 1980, but I did spend much of my early years in Connecticut. And you become associated with the things that are made in your hometown. In Hartford, Connecticut, we made Pratt & Whitney aircraft engines and Colt firearms, and that becomes part of your identity. And it's emotional, it becomes very important to you. And here in Rogers, Arkansas, it's Daisy BB Guns, A.G. Russell Knives, and now Redmond Ride-On, and that is just absolutely phenomenal. Really, really proud of the effort.
Governor Mike Beebe, who also attended yesterday's announcement, said for a generation, we've seen the outsourcing of manufacturing away from our shores to cheap labor all over the globe.
It becomes not just an economic issue because of the lost jobs that need to be brought back. It's a national security issue. I mean, it transcends the economy and into what's good for our country globally and politically around the world. And so what's happened is wages have increased in some of these countries, particularly in China. And Transportation costs, as you all know very well, have increased across the globe. And a lot of things economically have made sense now to bring a lot of these jobs back, but it still takes an impetus. And when Bill called me and said what they had devised at Walmart, and he was in charge of it, and it better work or he might not have a job anymore, I was all in. And while I am all in for Manufacturer America, I'm particularly all in for Manufacturer Arkansas America, as you might imagine.
More information is available at redmondandassociates.com. This is Ozarks at Large.